South River. The governor of a woman's pilot club says the plane crash in South River September 16 that killed two of its members has devastated those that knew them. They were arriving for the next day's start of the annual 2021 Gold Cup Air Rally sponsored by the East Canada Section 99s, an international organization of women pilots. The group promotes the advancement of aviation through education, scholarships, and mutual support and shares a passion for flight. The two people on board, owner-pilot Susan Begg, 73, from the Ottawa area, and pilot Austie Livingston, 45, from Niagara-on-the-Lake did not survive the afternoon accident. Members of the 99s Inc., family, and friends are devastated by the loss of these exceptionally talented women, says Kim Windsor, Governor, East Canada Section 99's, owner, pilot Susan Begg, Eastern Ontario Chapter, past Governor and Chapter Chair and pilot Austie Livingston, First Canadian Chapter, and past Chapter Chair, were longtime members of the 99s Inc. They were experienced pilots and were well respected and loved within the aviation community, she said. Supporting each other, we will get through this and keep our passion for aviation as Susan and Austie would want us to. Livingston is survived by four children. See. South River plane crash victims identified following the accident. The planned event was cancelled and members scattered maple leaves over the water of Eagle Lake as a silent tribute to their fallen sisters. The Gold Cup is an annual cross-country event for women pilots involving aviation-related questions including calculations of fuel consumption, navigational questions, and spot landings. The aircraft was located not far from the AirPoc by the Canadian Armed Forces Search and Rescue Unit based at CFB Trenton. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada has also deployed a team of investigators to the accident site. See. Transportation Safety Board investigators on scene of South River plane crash. A close friend of Austie Livingston, Gail Bevilacqua, told Bay Today that she was a force of life, always with several projects on the go. She'd been studying aviation law, jet engines, and commercial aviation, says Bevilacqua. I don't know whether she finished writing her feature film script, but I know she had met with some producers and other film people at this year's TIFF. She had plans and they were always big. She maintained a trajectory that would have gotten her to each one. Yes, she had multiple goals. That was Austie. She was talented in all that she did and she did a lot. She once sang for the Pope at the Vatican in Rome. Bevilacqua describes her friend as very generous. She was kind to those around her, often treating people, and by people, I mean a group of people, to whatever would bring them joy. At the Air Race Classic, 2019, being the only Canadian represented, with Susan Begg, Austie treated all the American pilots to poutine when she found out they had never tried it. She was always doing things like that. That was Austie. She was a great ambassador of kindness. Livingston's webpage says Austie was born in a fort in the Philippines on April 21, 1976. She is the oldest of two children and is a descendant of the warrior clan Jokrawiryo and the Indonesian royal family Kusumadinangrat. She said, "You only have one shot in life, make the most of it. Shoot for the stars."